Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in to the podcast today. Hey, I hope this podcast blesses you, encourages you, inspires you, maybe even challenges you, and it jumpstarts your day. I want to talk to you about something called the little things. My friend Jennifer gave me this title. You know, through the pandemic, we've all had to endure so many different things, being at home and quarantining and not working, and people have lost their business. And yes, people have died and people have been in the hospital. People haven't been able to see their loved ones. It goes on and on and on and on. But my friend brought up a good point. She said she had to take any job that came along. Whatever the cost, whatever that meant, janitorial job, a menial job just to get by, just to make money, just so she could survive. I've had to do the same. When I lost the job, my job at the church, and I lost my job at the NFL Network, and we were on hiatus from the other shows, I was out painting fences. Miles, what seemed like miles and miles of fences, wrought iron fences out in the heat to make money for my family, to provide for my family. I believe God opened that door. But the question is, it says in Luke 16:10, whoever's faithful with little will be faithful with much. Are you faithful with little? And when I say faithful with little, I mean, are you willing to do whatever it takes? And when I say whatever it takes, I mean that is morally correct to survive. Are you willing to take a job that you might not like for a while to show that you're faithful and getting out and not waiting on God to magically drop something special in your lap? Faith without works is dead. So we've got to be faithful with those little things, like going to get a job wherever we can to work to provide for our families, to provide for our children, to provide for ourselves, maybe also, hopefully also, to provide for others. I've been tested many, many times. And that test would always come to me, Ray, are you willing to go out and dig ditches if I open that door for you and want you to go out and do that? If I open that door for you, are you willing to step out into something that you don't like for a period of time and be faithful doing it, so I can bless you with other things? And I'm not tooting my own horn by any means. I've always done that. I've always thought that it was important to work a day's work instead of sit around and do nothing. Now, work for me is very different, because when I was leading worship, work could be sitting at home practicing the songs. There's a lot of ways that people work, but are you faithful with those little doors, those little things that God brings and open and gives to you in your life? Because if you're faithful with little, you're going to be faithful with much. If God can trust you with little, he's going to trust you with much. I haven't always been like that, to be honest, with certain things. I've always wanted to work. I always felt a sense of accomplishment when I would work. No matter what it was, no job felt beneath me. I would dig ditches with my brother-in-law, break down walls with my brother-in-law, and carry broken down bricks from the backyard to the front yard in the heat of the summer. Granted, I was much younger then. But God wants to know we're going to be faithful. We can't sit around and complain about where we are financially and do absolutely nothing about it. And I do not, for the life of me, believe God honors us just sitting on unemployment and waiting and waiting and waiting and doing nothing. Yes, we pay into it, but I know that God would rather have us work. God would rather have us step out of what we consider comfortable. And when he doesn't want us to get complacent. Are you faithful with the little things? I mean, being faithful with the little things goes in so many different directions. How are you going to be faithful with your finances if you're not giving to anything or anybody? You think God is going to bless you with more if you're going to hoard it all for yourself? Now, you may say, well, there's lots of people hoarding it all for themselves, and it seems like they're blessed. Talk to a giver versus talk to somebody who hoards everything for themselves. Talk to somebody who's faithful with every penny and what they do with it, meaning they save and they give, and see how they feel. Giving is so much more important than collecting a big bunch of money and just sitting on it. There's so much more to life when you give than when you receive. I can't tell you how many times people have not only given to me, but I've given to others. And there's a sense and feeling that you really have done something good for somebody. Faithful with those little things. You know there's somebody in need. Do you ignore them? Or do you meet him for lunch and slide him a $100 bill? I had a good friend, Tony, that one time I was really struggling. And we met at Starbucks and he slid me a $100 bill and said, I know you're struggling. Here's $100. And it was like God speaking from heaven. I have friends that have done that for me, and I've tried to be that for my friends and other people. But that means we have to be faithful with the little things. The little things. You want a new car, but you don't even take care of the car you have. You want a new home, but you don't appreciate the home that you have. You're not thankful. You're not thankful, and yet you want God to pour out all of these blessings on you. My friends, you have to be faithful with the little things. You want a good marriage, but you keep talking and saying stupid things that you shouldn't say. Remember, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Those are those little things. The little things. If we would just focus on the little things, things would be so much better. Life would be so much better. You want to have a good retirement, but you're not saving one penny. You want to be an entrepreneur, but you're so scared to just take a step out and try something new. You just want to keep doing the same old thing over and over and over again. And the definition of insanity is thinking something will change when you're doing the same thing over and over again. Nothing's going to change if you keep doing the same thing over and over again. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. It's just not going to happen. The little things. You want to be encouraged. You feel alone. Yep. Do you ever send a text message of encouragement to somebody else? You feel all by yourself in a different city and you don't know who to turn to. You can't hear from God. Have you thought about the little things of just pouring into somebody else? Pour into somebody else and watch what happens. Start sending people messages and calling and saying, hey, great job. Hey, I'm thinking about you. Hey, I was praying for you today. The little things. The little things. You want a promotion at work. You want a promotion at work, but you're always late. Don't get there on time. Get there 10 minutes early. Get there 15 minutes early. Go the extra mile. But do the little things of being on time first. That's where promotion comes down the road. Yes, promotion comes from the Lord. But what makes you think that the Lord is going to promote you if you can't even be on time to your job? It makes no sense. It really doesn't. Just be faithful with the little things. If you're a good friend, you'll have good friends. If you have character, you'll attract people with character. But you have to be faithful in those little things. There's so many things, there's so many places I could go off on and say, hey, if you did this little thing, God would turn around and trust you with the bigger things. Are you being held back from the bigger things because you're not faithful with the little thing? You need to think about it. Where is God? Where do you feel held back? Where is it in your life that you feel held back from being all that God wants you to be? Maybe he's waiting for you to be faithful with the little things. Are you willing to step out and do whatever job you have to do in order to provide for yourself, your family, and others? God honors that. God does not honor laziness. He just doesn't. Faith without works is dead. Be faithful with the little things. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.